In India today, an announcement that makes the Kindle versus iPad tablet price war seem pretty expensive. Officials in India announced the launch of a new touchscreen tablet computer. They call it the Akash, and its government-subsidized price is just $35. The retail version will run about $60. Either way, it seems like a bargain. The goal is to help poor students in India gain access to the digital world. Rajat Agrawal is executive editor of BGR India, an online tech review company. He tried an Akash today.
It looks like a tablet. It works like a tablet. Today, Akash was distributed among a few kids who were invited for the launch. I got a hands-on of the device. What I feel is you need to really poke the screen hard to register a command.
Like really pound your finger down on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a resistive display, not a capacitive. And when it comes to tablets, you know, what consumers really hope for is an iPad kind of experience, wherein things just happen over here. Even if you pound your finger hard on the screen, it takes time because the processor is not that fast enough to process everything. Plus, it is a Wi-Fi only device with 3 hours of battery backup. Considering the fact that if the government really thinks it will push these devices into rural India where electricity is also a big problem, you need to keep charging this device every now and then.
My thoughts are immediately drawn to the experiment, One Laptop Per Child, which aimed to provide a $100 laptop to poor kids around the world. It wasn't a huge success. I mean, is it going to head in that direction, do you think? Or do you see this launch as maybe kind of getting some of the big bugs out of the way first?
I had an interaction with OLPC Foundation's India head last week, and I also got to play around with the OLPC notebook. And to be very honest, that notebook offers much more in terms of features, in terms of usability. It consumes less than 2 watts of power. It can be charged by using a crankshaft, so it can be charged by hand. And actual experience, you know, eventually it's the experience that counts. Very honestly, Akash falls on that front. It's a very good initiative by the government. I appreciate that. And we all should for at least thinking on those lines. But the experience part is missing over here. At least what the government is now doing is converting all the textbooks out there, which are in paper format, into ebooks. That, I believe, is a bigger picture in this case.
I guess we'll be talking to you again sometime in the future, Rajat, when Akasha V2 comes out.
I hope so, too.
Rajat Agrawal, Executive Editor of BGR India. Thanks very much indeed.
You're most welcome.